We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Author's Corner segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Amy Cooper Hakeem. Dr. Amy, thanks for calling. And working with difficult people, that's something that you really focus on a lot in your work. And I think about it every day, that the challenges that we meet each and every day in our work day, how we deal with those difficult people really relates to how successful we're going to be, I believe, for sure.
Most definitely. We need to recognize what we want and need from any individual we work with, and difficult people and non-difficult people, by those we'll experience on a daily basis. So making our work day and our work life easier is always going to be key to our ultimate success.
And see, and what's really interesting, Dr. Amy, when we talk about working with difficult people is the fact of the matter, a lot of people look at each day and they look at their day from morning till night. And then they obsess over it at night. I don't. I go right to sleep. It's amazing. I don't sleep enough sometimes, but I go right to sleep when I talk to so many people that, you know, are racing their whole day away. And a difficult person could ruin their day in seconds. And the rest of the day becomes a difficult day for that person, right?
Sure. An ideal thing to do is to try to take emotion out of that interaction. You know, we have to get our work done, and we sometimes need to interact with difficult people on the way to getting our task done for that day. But if we're able to say, what is it that we need to do to most clearly and easily and effectively work with this person who really irks us and makes us mad? If we're able to say, okay, instead of getting upset about it, I am upset because this individual isn't responding to my email in a timely fashion or isn't interacting with me when I need him or her to. So what can I do to fix that problem so that I don't get as irritated the next time? That can help us to be able to sleep more easily at night.
It definitely can make us sleep more easily, feel better. And that's the thing I'm sure you talk about when you look at yourself and talk to other clients of yours. You see that one of their biggest struggles, their stress, anxiety, depression, things that happen are based on the people they interact with every day, the words that they hear, right? That's the thing that kind of destroys them, puts them down, makes them not think that they're good enough, makes them think they can't do certain things.
You know, an old boss of mine, Mike Burkett, when I worked at Office Depot, used to tell me that we may forget what someone does, and we may even forget the things that they might have said to us, but we're never going to forget how that person made us feel. And sometimes the words that someone says or that we say to someone else can have a much bigger impact than we realize. So if the person listening right now is a difficult person, sometimes think about not just the immediate action or word that you say, but also that long-lasting effect, the feeling that you're giving to that person. So, yes, it can be very hard if you're on the receiving end of that. But again, trying to take the emotional component out
and
recognize maybe that person's having a really tough day, or is struggling with something can also help us to have a bit more empathy.
Exactly. And take that emotion out, which is tough. I mean, take that whole dealing of that difficult person is tough. So what I would say to you, Dr. Amy, is that if you're diagnosing me or looking at me, my work day, no difficult person bothers me. But if I get home and it's tough family life, that's when things do bother me. And those are things that take me, and it's hard to kind of transition myself back. What would be that recommendation? Do you see people that this book is perfect for as well? Again, working with difficult people as even at home, dealing with your spouse, dealing with other loved ones, dealing with in-laws. How can we, those difficult people at times, not change who we are and put us down?
Well, now, when we deal with family, there's a whole different ballgame. We can definitely use some of the tactics to help us to best relate to them. But we have to keep emotion in. We have to remember that that person is someone whom we love or someone who's related to someone we love. And so we have a different type of an approach that we need to take. And we oftentimes are more likely to feel emotionally drained from a family relationship or situation. And that's, by the way, why we shouldn't have the emotional component related to things related to work. So we need to save that emotional energy for our relationships with those people who we truly care about, the people who we are important to, and the people for whom we are not replaceable. If you think about the workplace, you can have a new client, you can have a new boss, you can have a new
exactly.
a new employee. And so those people, you're replaceable to all of them. And but a family member, a loved one, that's a different story. So yes, you know, we definitely don't want to have a negative interaction with a family member, but we are going to. And so how we best deal with it is to try our best to look at it from their perspective and come to a win-win, a way that we can both feel good and positive and that we're working together toward a common goal.
And now, a big event coming up in Philadelphia, and I know you're really excited about that, being a speaker, this amazing event on October 3rd, the PA Conference for Women. Tell us about what you'll be speaking about and some amazing people that are also going to be featured there.
It is going to be such an incredible event. I'm so honored to have been asked to speak there. I will be leading a session as a thought leader, and the session is actually based on the book, Working with Difficult People, Navigating Different Personalities for Career Success. And I have a number of amazing panelists on my panel. Yvonne Garcia, who's an SVP and Global Head of Client Solutions for State Street Corporation. I have Alice Rutkowski, who's a body language expert, and Celeste Warren, who's VP of Human Resources and Global Diversity at Merck. So they are on my immediate panel, and we'll be having a session. I'm super excited about that. And the major speakers and main stage keynotes include former First Lady Michelle Obama, Sean Acker, Brené Brown, Carla Harris, Shonda Rhimes. It's a whole host of people. It's been sold out for a while, and I heard that they even are having some sessions simulcast. So there'll be 900 people in my immediate session and then 600 sitting in a different room simulcast so they can also hear some of that. And so I think there's up to 12,000 people total at this conference. It's going to be an amazing thing. I'm super excited.
And also the networking possibility of just talking to other women, seeing what their challenges they go through, and how you can help, Dr. Amy, regardless of their background or situation. That's the nice thing of these conferences.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that in this world, our focus is on empowerment in general. It's on trying to embrace our strengths, recognize our areas of opportunity, and place ourselves in those situations so that we can make a difference. And so a conference like this, it's so exciting on so many levels, not only to be with such tremendous thought leaders and people who are making change and making difference, but also the buzz and the energy that's in that room. I cannot wait.
Well, it's exciting. Best place we can find information on you and learn more about the PA Conference for Women, different things. I know your social media, you really are just very involved. I remember last time you came on my show, and I'm impressed because not all authors are really social media savvy and want to share their information, and you share lots of great content. So where's the best place we can find information on you and also purchase your book?
Oh, thank you so much. So my Twitter handle is at Amy Cooper Hakeem, and my Facebook is the same. And LinkedIn is the Cooper Strategic Group, which is the name of my consulting company. And the book is through Penguin Random House. You can also purchase it on Amazon. It is written in paperback. There's also an audio version and the ebook version.
Well, best of luck. Enjoy the conference in Philly, and thanks for coming on. And we'll have to think of some other topics to talk about when certain news items come up. Just make sure you just get your team to reach out to me, because it's an interesting conversation. We always are looking for guests, especially we're going live a couple other out of studio opportunities. So it's going to be a fun fall. So hopefully we can come back. You can come back on again and talk.
Definitely. I have another book that's in the works. And I'm looking for my next publishing house, and it deals with work-life balance.
Oh.
And so how to handle all of the stuff that we have going on in our life and still have time for the important.
Hey, that's what we were talking about today, kind of, with that work-life balance, talking about family life. So that'll be very, very interesting. So thanks again for calling, Dr. Amy, and take care.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.